Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend John Fox. John O. Fox is the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax. His website is johnofox.com. You can find all the things that he has to say about what's going on in the world right there. John, this is our, we'll call this our wrap-up segment, and I'm going to let you talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Well, I wanted just to say that tax breaks may be, some may be sensible. I think a lot of them should be curtailed and be better focused. But one thing I really wish the Congress did was to have to review all tax breaks. And I think you have this idea that, that perhaps every 5 years all regulations.
Every 5 years
reviewed.
We should sunset every regulation,
yeah.
So that every 5 years it has to be reviewed and approved or if it's still valid. And you're saying that we ought to do the same thing with...
with tax breaks. The tax breaks are huge programs. These are
tax
government
breaks.
Programs. When
tax
I talk
breaks.
About
okay.
Tax breaks are, and because these are personal. These are not, I'm not talking about breaks for businesses. We're talking about personal things
yeah.
in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once they're in the law, Congress never has to review them. They don't have to budget for them. They don't have
right.
to do anything. They just sit there. And so I'm very much in favor of having Congress by mandate to have to review those, have public hearings on them, project their costs, and then see if they can justify them.
So I agree with your idea if you're along with my regulation idea because John, I'll tell you, if we could get those two things done, that would not only improve the efficiency of the government, it would establish a precedent for other things.
Well, I think so, and let me just come back to my basic thing. I think that we could have a far better individual income tax if we had far fewer tax breaks, if we brought tax rates down for everybody. I believe that we ought to have a system where if you and I have similar household size and similar incomes, for the most part, you and I pay similar taxes.
Yep, yep.
And that just isn't true under our tax
system. Do you not like or not like the flat tax idea?
Well, the flat tax idea, which the piece that I really am opposed to, is that most flat tax proposals that I've seen don't tax any passive income. So all your capital gains, dividends, and interest, and all the major bills go untaxed. That means that working Americans are going to be paying the tax.
That could be adjusted. Now, what I do not like, John, I do not like the value added tax, the sales tax, because the flat tax is just a new way of calculating the 16th amendment, what's required by the under the 16th or allowed under the 16th amendment. A value added tax would potentially be on top of an income tax, and I don't like that.
Yeah, no, the value added tax could be a supplement if you want to raise additional revenues. I think the value added tax has, obviously it's around the country. Let me just come back to one thing on Obamacare that I'd like to leave listeners with, because I never felt I was an apologist for Obamacare. I thought that Obamacare offered options for small businesses under 50 employees because they could opt; they didn't have to opt in. So,
but you don't feel that way as much now, though, do you?
Well, I think it's they've really complicated. But what I do believe in, Jim, and I spent time in Australia where they have universal health care. We're the only developed country in the world that doesn't have universal health care. I think everybody should be entitled to basic universal health care. So that's where I start. And the trouble with Obamacare is that he knew he couldn't get that, and he tried to weave a 2,200-page document that could get close to that. And that's awfully hard to
it's
do.
It's what happens when somebody who is that arrogant and who's never actually done anything thinks he can impose his will on a populace.
Well, the government, obviously the Congress voted for it, but it wasn't bipartisan.
No, the Democrats voted for it, John.
Well, in other words, we need some bipartisan interest.
There you go.
In moving towards something which makes sure that everybody in this country has basic health care.
If he hadn't been so arrogant, in my opinion, and so If he'd been prepared to really work for reform, he would have worked another year or two or three to try to get bipartisan support somewhere in the middle. He doesn't know how to compromise, John.
Well, if we could rerun history, what I would have hoped for is that he talked about universal child care.
If you began there,
yeah, I think you could have gotten some bipartisan
support. If you could snap
your
fingers and do away with Obamacare, would you do it right now and start over?
I don't know where you would go. I'm not sure.
Go back to the way it was. Hey, John,
I'd like to amend it. I certainly would like to amend it.
Thank you for being here, John. You're a stand-up guy, and that's why I love you. I'll see you later, buddy. Take care.
Good. Take care.
John Fox, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, even though I don't like some of the things some of his ideas, but I sure do like him. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.